But don't go away from Radio 3 now. It's 11 o'clock. Time for World on 3 with Lapa Qatari.
Thanks, Ian. Well, our two-hour spin around the world starts with Rough Guide to Music Without Frontiers, a compilation gathering music from what they call the unrepresented and stateless people. This is a Romanese up from Hungarian ensemble Pernograst. Their name means white horse, white signifying purity in the Roma community, and horse, the symbol of freedom. Music to get you smiling and your feet tapping. Pernograst with Korokino, one of the tracks on Rough Guide to Music Without Frontiers. Hello, I'm Lapa Qatari and this is World on 3. In the studio with me tonight is award-winning artist Julie Fowlis, one of Scotland's finest. She's going to be joining me in the sing-along in about 15 minutes. I've also got a track from as yet unknown Londoners from our pick of BBC introducing this week. Malaysian Gongs in the Rain as the World Music Archive offering and heaps of new releases. And a heads up on some of the gigs happening around the UK this spring, one of which is La Linea, a festival of Latino music from the 21st of April through to the 30th that takes place in all manner of venues across London. And this group are playing at Coco's in North London this coming Thursday, the 23rd. They're called Plaza Francia and the Coco gig will be their UK debut. It's a new trio, but made up of industry veterans. Two of them Two of the three are ex-Gotin Project, and the third is French singer Catherine Ranger, co-founder of new wave 80s pop group Les Rita Mitsuoko. So here at Plaza Francia, if you like this, you might want to go along and see them later this week.
Yo te amé, me entregué, no guardé nada para después. Te adoré, tal vez más de lo que hay que adorar. Yo soy así, ya lo sé, desmedida y dispuesta a jugar. Al amor no me importó ni lo vi que no fueras el hombre ideal para mí eras vos y para de contar no te lo voy a perdonar vos ya sabes. Y no me queda que a esperar a ver si sucede otra vez. Se finì, el encanto se resquebrajó, se rompió el farol que alumbraba el jardín. Hay una frontera que no hay que cruzar, después no hay manera. No te lo voy a perdonar, vos ya sabes. Y no me quedo aquí a esperar, a ver si sucede otra vez. Oh. No te lo voy a perdonar, vos ya sabes. Y no me quedo aquí a esperar a ver si sucede otra vez, otra vez, otra vez. Singing your song for day, the lagalay, I sing when I'm the policy by you. Singing your song for day, the lagalay, I sing when I'm the policy by you. Singing your song for day, the lagalay, I sing when I'm the policy by you. Singing your song for day, the lagalay, I sing when I'm the policy by you. Singing your song for day, the lagalay, I sing when I'm the policy by you. Singing your song for day, the lagalay, I sing when I'm the policy by you.
Lights and fast strings and drums from another new group made up of veterans, Malian band Bamba Wasulu Groove. And that was Sigi Gino Sanfant, fresh off their debut album Farima, out at the end of April. Now, kind of staying with the fast strings and drums, here's a track put together by compulsive music gatherer and producer Frenchman DJ Click, a veritable music nomad. His latest album draws on a mix of the Balkans and the long stretch of coastline that zigzags its way from Greece to Spain and onto France. This is where the journey begins. Track one on the album, I Garçona 2014. And the name of the album? Balkandalusia.
Έλα, ρε, σπίγω μου, δεν στα λένε.
Έτσι έγινε, καλό παίξιμο, έτσι και το παίξιμο. Εδώ θα πω, μπράβο, εδώ έπρεπε να πάει.
Δεν τα φέρνω,
έπαιξε, έπαιξε πάρα πολύ άσχημα, πάρα πολύ άσχημα.
Δεν τα φέρνω κάτω.
tightly strung psychedelic pop from Bangkok. DJ team Muft Sai and Chris Meneast have created quite a reputation for reviving the pop music of Thailand's swinging 60s and 70s. Their Paradise Bangkok sessions were a real hit, so they took their club nights a step further and formed the Paradise Bangkok Molam International Band. And that was one of the more traditional and pared down tracks from their first studio recording, 21st Century Molam. You're listening to Lopa Kotari, and here is Julie Fowlis with band members Eamon Durley on bouzouki and Tony Byrne on guitar. Julie, what's it going to be?
We'll sing for you first a piece of mouth music, Portugal, and it's called Dance a Lute Ganoat.
Fabulous, Judy. Come and join me up here on the table. I'm not going to even attempt pronouncing it, the Gaelic title, but that was Dance of the Dun-Coloured Slattern, is that right?
Yes, it's not the most complimentary of songs, I have to say.
But she's obviously enjoying herself.
I think so.
Julie, I guess we should start with the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards.
Of course, yeah.
And I'm guessing that you're not co-hosting it this year because you are, of course, up for an award.
Well, I am actually co-hosting it, which is a tiny, tiny bit awkward, actually. But I was booked to co-host it a while back. And I guess we released an album last year, so it was a bit of a surprise and an honour to be nominated in the, you know, in the categories, Best Artist.
Well, yeah, but Best Folk Singer. Yeah. Well, I thought that maybe it might be a kind of cost-cutting, you know, if we get the award winners to present their own awards to themselves.
I mean, could
just
be.
Less people on stage.
Yes, BBC can as well, does it?
and talking of awards, of course, you're also up for a Sunlines award you've been nominated for Best Artist this year.
That's right. I can't really believe that. Actually, it's a huge honour, and I guess under the banner or umbrella of world music, there's just such an incredible you know, array of really talented artists. It truly is an honour to be listed amongst them all. You know.
Oh well, good luck for
for
next week with the Folk Awards.
Thank you.
And of course, I think it's June when Songlines announced the.
I think
the winners.
Yeah.
Now, when you started, kicked off on this wee jig of folk music, what was your kind of vision? Did you kind of think it would kind of you know, be on this sort of crest of a wave of
Oh, not at all. And in fact, I didn't ever really want to perform traditional music or like perform music full stop. I actually studied classical music at university, and at the time it was because I kind of followed a love of music through school, but I never dreamed ever I would be a performer. I was always kind of far too nervous, and I had no real interest in being on the stage either. I didn't really enjoy it that much. I kind of wanted to work within music, perhaps teaching or, you know, maybe working as an arts coordinator. And I did get the chance to do that for a few years. I loved it. I worked with a great organisation called Fáis Rois up in the north of Scotland, and I totally loved it. And I kind of fell into performing, not entirely by accident. I enjoyed it. I was kind of, you know, playing music with my pals, and we would maybe play sessions, and that would turn into maybe, you know, kind of small gigs, and then a wedding, and then all of a sudden we were doing a few festivals, and then all of a sudden we were recording albums, and it just kind of grew out of very, very, you know, kind of small beginnings. And
well, it does seem to kind of have woven itself into virtually everything that you do. I mean, you've got your own record label.
Yeah.
You're hosting music awards. Yes. Had a radio program.
Well, I guess what happened, I suppose, there was a kind of, there was a specific turning point. And that was, I guess, back in 2002. And my mum, she took very, very ill, and she was in hospital for a year. And it was a very kind of tough year as a family. And during that time, I kind of was reminded, I suppose, that life is very, very short. And at the time, I was trying to balance a full-time job and playing a little bit of music on the side. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be kind of wild and reckless to give up my job and play music for a year, just so that hopefully when I'm old, I can say I did that.
Yeah.
I was young and wild and free. And so I gave up my job, and with the intention of just playing music for a year. But that was 10 years ago.
So. You're wild and free for a decade. That's fabulous. Now, virtually everything that you sing is in Gaelic. Is that right? Am I right in saying that? Was it that language is something that you've become increasingly aware of or identify yourself with, or has it always been part of your identity? So
I think it's always been there. And I guess the older I get, the more importance I place on it. And, you know, my early upbringing in the Hebrides and later in the Northern Highlands, that definitely shaped, you know, my musical path. And although I didn't set out to sing almost entirely in Gaelic, it was more that I didn't really have a collection of songs or a body of kind of, you know, just other musical works I was really drawn to. I didn't feel drawn to Scots song or songwriting, or, you know, songs from maybe the English or the Irish tradition. I didn't feel drawn to them in the same way I was drawn to Gaelic songs. And so I just, you know, bit at a time, just set out to do a bit of learning and, you know, just collect the ones that I knew were in my family and within the community. So that's really just how it started.
So most of the songs that you sing, you haven't written the lyrics to yourself?
No, nearly all traditional material. So that could be songs that are maybe 400 or 500 years old,
yeah,
easily, and ones that have been perhaps noted down in some books, but mostly kept alive through an oral tradition, you know, from passed on from singer to singer. And I'm very, very fortunate to be able to go back to, you know, former teachers and family members and friends in the community and ask for help with songs or ask for the background to songs or,
yeah,
you know, and it's great that I'm still able to learn in that way, you know.
So will you sing another song for us now?
Of course,
And what's it going to be?
We'll sing this one. This is one from the new album, which is called Every Story, and it's called Smiorach Landoil, and it's a song that I actually learned in primary school. I'm from a wonderful teacher, a lady called Isa MacKillop, and she's given me many songs over the years, and this is one that's particular to North Uist, and it was written by a man called John MacCodrum, who was born in 1710. And it means the Mavis of Clan Donald, and it's in praise of the Clan MacDonald.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
So great, a praise song, effectively, for the MacDonald clan. A song that Julie brought back from school in her bag one day.
Smearach le clam doel mi Smearach me she dur let fepel Rupe gamam dusel katel Gan yarach ga hech ne satye Trumut ma vran har le maikne Alla vakille vakhol yo Alla vakille vakhol o yi Alla vakille
Julie Fowlis, Eamon Dooley and Tony Byrne, and 18th century praise music in the studio tonight. More from Julie in about 15 minutes' time. And remember that the session you've just heard and her second session in about 15 minutes will be available as a podcast from Monday. Now, there's something intimate and indefinable when family members create music together. It's like a hidden dimension. Well, over the last few decades, Iranian composer Jamshid Shimrani has been working closely with his sons, Kevyan and Bijan, on music, the dialogue between music, rhythm and ancient Persian poetry. The result is Davar, and this is the title track.
که شد محرم دل در حرم یار بماند آن که این کار ندادنست در انکار بماند اگر از فرد برون شد دل من عیب مکن شکر ایزد که نه در فرده پندار بماند گشت بیمار که چون چشم تو گردد نرگس شیوه تو نشدش حاصل بیمار بماند از صدای سخن عشق ندیدم خوشتر یادگاری که در این گنبد دوار بماند تماشاگه زلفش دل حافظ روزی شد که باز آید و جاوی گرفتار بماند
Thank you.
And that song naturally reminded me to remind you to tweet, if you wish, at BBC Radio. The hashtag is WorldOn3. That was Colombian-Argentinian duo Lula Cruza and a song inspired by the sound of the cucarachero, the wren of Niceforo, the last known home of the bird in the Colombian Andes. And it's one of 11 recordings of birdsong that producer and bird enthusiast Robin Perkins, an apposite name, put together for an album called A Guide to the Birdsong of South America. He hopes to raise awareness about the endangered species of Latin America and in doing so, raise money to donate to two bird conservation NGOs working in Ecuador. I'm Lopa Katari and you're listening to World on Three. Still to come tonight, more from Julie Fowlis, who's here in the studio with me. After these next two tracks, she's going to tell us what piece of music is in her heart of hearts. I've also got a trio of anniversaries to celebrate and some great new releases from Shekhlo, E.T. Mensa and Angelique Kidjo. Well, these next two songs are also fresh off the production belt. They're from two groups with a family connection, Trio de Cali and Baseku Kuyate and Ngoni Ba. Baseku is the father of the bass Ngoni player in Trio de Cali. But the trio's connection to great music bloodlines doesn't end with Mamadou Kouyaté. The singer, Hawa, is the daughter of legendary Malian blues maestro Kassé Madi Diabaté. And the balafon player, Lansana Diabaté, was part of Afro-Cubism and Toumani Diabaté's symmetric orchestra. And together, this threesome have found unique voice. Have a listen to this. It's Disa from their five-track EP. And Wati from Baseku's album, Ba Power, is going to follow it. Thank you.
barawa Isaninge barawa
Very different sound there from Baseku Kuyati and Nguni Ba. The album Bar Power comes out next week, and as you heard on that track, it's quite a departure from his previous albums. More rock and roll, less blues folk. But you know, It's good to hear him exploring different styles and musical expression. But time now for tonight's heritage track. Every week, our guest on World on Three brings in a piece of music that's become part of their DNA, something that's helped guide them or perhaps even define them over the years. And tonight, of course, their heritage track comes from Julie Fowlis. So, Julie, what have you chosen and why?
I've chosen a track which I first heard as an archive recording in the School of Scottish Studies at the University of Edinburgh, back when it took a trip on the bus for 4 hours to go and visit the university, and several hours looking through drawers and looking for little cards, identifying different tracks and singers, and then finally listening to old reel-to-reel tapes and listening to these fabulous recordings that were collected from the 1930s onwards. And one of the first visits I ever made to the School of Scottish Studies, I heard this track, and it's a woman from North Uist, her name is Bella MacPhail, and she sang this song, and I remember when I first heard it, I was just totally captivated by it, by the melody and the story, and I remember kind of sitting at the desk and scribbling down the lyrics as she was singing them and rewinding it and listening to it again and trying to capture the words I'd missed. And I remember then going back home to Uist, and it was actually my next door neighbour, Hugh Matheson, who is a celebrated singer and great tradition bearer. I went to visit him and talked to him about it, and he actually sang me the full version of the song, and taught it to me, you know, line by line. So it was a great thing, and his granddaughter Linda MacLeod happily continues much of his singing and his songs that he's learned over his lifetime. So it feels very personal song, and one that I ended up recording on the first album, and this is Bella's version of it. It's called Ngola Shiv Maye Dichans.
Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, mach quachker schatnestrom, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, bishrasken rachken schog, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, with the crane and a convoy. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, I'll end up with a little in a shot. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, mark my right, my Lord. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, I thought couldn't do any better. Oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah, he mean that's a rubbing yoke, oh, hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. Poor lacquer, creeman, cry. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Julie Fowlis' heritage track, a great find for Julie all those years ago that proved a seminal point in her love of Scottish music. And she's going to sing a song for us now called Sleep Softly, My Beloved.
Catlachiad och maludan, Catlachiad och maludan,
kierach maleran bi mi agetelek bi mi hina getelek bi mi hina getelek bi mi hina getelek gamai dro var grayu gamai dro var grayu gamai dro
Absolutely beautiful, Julie. Sleep softly, my beloved. Julie, come and join me up here. The songs you've sung so far this evening have all been, am I right to say, in from your new album?
They are.
As you said earlier, it's called Every Story. Mm-hmm. So what is the story behind the album?
I guess the story is simply, it was the collection of songs. I mean, I've always got a list of songs that I'd like to work on, especially, you know, with my husband creating musical arrangements around them. And since we recorded our third album just when I was expecting my first child, and since she was born, I guess there was a kind of a period of around 4 years where we'd had a good long kind of spell, like several years of quite hard touring and being very busy work-wise. And it was, we perhaps took a, not so much a back seat, but busy with, you know, raising two children and, you know, building a home and that sort of thing. And during that time, I guess different songs became important to me for different reasons. That one, because it was a lullaby that I used to sing to my girls. It was one of the few that actually worked. and you know, there were other songs that came to me that I learned during that time. And some of those through working as an artist in residence with Tóipir an Dualchais, which is an online archiving project. And so some of the songs came through that, and other ones just I learned and picked up just as you do, kind of organically from other singers or friends and family.
Well, funny you should mention your family. And I have to say, the husband is, of course, Eamon Jewelly,
yes,
who's behind here on Bouzouki. And maybe I should ask Eamon this, but we haven't mic'd him up, so that's fine, Eamon. is it tricky, easy, you know? Juggling, is it a juggle between personal and private life? I mean, you've got the kids, you've got Eamon, who you're with the whole time.
The whole time.
The whole time.
No, it's actually, for the most part, it's the best thing in the world, actually, I have to say. And it's not without its moments. And I would say probably Tony Byrne and the guitar might be testament to that, you know, especially when there's, you know, like maybe I'm responsible for reading the map when we find ourselves, you know, half an hour in the wrong direction somewhere on the highway in America. But for the most part, it's a wonderful privilege, actually, to be able to tour, firstly with your partner, but also since the girls, you know, when they were young, it was, again, it had its moments, and it was a real juggling act, but it was a real joy to be able to bring them to different countries and, you know, sing and play music and for them to be around us all the time. We're very, very lucky, and we do feel very fortunate that we were able to do that, and not without the help of our family and my sister in particular, who used to come with us endlessly to different festivals and on tour and things like that, you know.
So have either of the kids shown their musical colours as yet?
Well, we're not kind of pushy parents in that regard, but they certainly love music, and they spend half their time singing and the other half kind of talking or shouting at the top of their voice. So they certainly like making a noise anyway. So
Tell me about the lineup that you can, the sort of setup here. Mm. Is a bouzouki a traditional accompaniment to?
Well, I guess now it is. Yeah. I guess now it is. I suppose it came into Irish music, I guess, in the 70s and 60s, 70s. And it's since that time it's become really well-known, a common instrument alongside the guitar and I guess to some extent the piano too, you know. But the bouzouki and the guitar, it's a really kind of special relationship, and Tony and Eamon in particular work amazingly well together and have worked together for a long time, and as you can hear, they're brilliant with songs, you know.
Well, one thing that's not traditional, and you played it on the second song, is a beautiful little sort of small attaché case.
Yes, yeah.
Which is, in fact, a kind of cross between a harmonium, Indian harmonium, and an Indian shruti box, a drone.
Absolutely.
Tell me about how you discovered it and where it's come from, and, you know, why you
sing. I heard other folk singers, in particular a great Scottish singer, Creen Polwart, using it. And I play, and she still does use it very, very effectively in her songs, and it adds a lovely atmosphere. And I think, especially some of the Gaelic songs, and some of, you know, use the, especially the piping songs, you know, the scale. And that effect of drones, I guess it's something that feels very natural to my ear to hear this kind of drone effect behind a song. And on a practical front, I play a tiny bit of harmonium, but it's very difficult to travel with that. So the shruti box
is quite a heavy beast.
It is, and very breakable. Yeah. So the shruti box is just a kind of a portable harmonium, I guess, for me just to use with songs.
Well, one final question I'd like to ask you is, have you truly launched your film career now?
My film career comes
with having done the music for Pixar's Brave animated film. I mean, what was that like?
It was great fun. I have to say, it was a really positive and incredible and amazing adventure. It really was. And to go from over here, I was very heavily pregnant at the time, and we recorded the vocals, and the phone call to it came out of the blue completely, a real surprise. And to be invited to be part of that was a real honour, and, you know, it was great crack and a huge adventure to go off to Hollywood, and especially with an 8-week-old baby, actually, and go to the premiere. You know, it probably, I'd say it'd be almost definitely the one and only time I'll ever do that in my life. So we really enjoyed it, and it was a huge buzz to be part of it.
What a fun adventure.
Yeah, it was.
Julie, it's been an absolute joy talking to you this evening.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you, and Eamon and Tony for coming in tonight. Please give us the final song.
Yeah, we'll sing for you a set of mouth music or Prisca Bale. So
this is the final song from Julie and her crew tonight. The title translates as Beautiful Ribbons. Is that right?
No.
No.
No. What we're going to do is one called Fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, which means fodder for the small stirks. And stirks are young cows. So on that note.
Fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Hain y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Hain y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Dalet hittar att roa Nu det var min kul och vjärdig Fajer och målvana Nu det var min kul och vjärdig Fajer och målvana Nu det var min kul och vjärdig Fajer och målvana Get hamin ju E kulam tumma foe Nu det var min kul och vjärdig Fajer och målvana Nu det var min kul och vjärdig Fajer och målvana Nu det var min kul och vjärdig Fajer och målvana Get hamin ju E kulam tumma foe Fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Hain y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Gawn y Bica, fodder Gan y Gawn y, fodder Gan y Hain y, fodder Gan y Gawn y
Fabulous. Well, when I chatted with Ian Skelly earlier on this evening, I talked about the music tonight being about catching the perfect wave, and that Julie Fowlis was the perfect wave. Julie Fowlis accompanied by Eamon Dooley and Tony Byrne. And on Monday, once we've topped and tailed that session, you can download the whole of it with Julie as a podcast. You're listening to me, Lopa Kotari, on BBC Radio 3. Now, this month is a special one, a really special one. We get to honour the lives of three rather amazing women. Billie Holiday, who would have turned 100 had she lived. The Queen, who celebrates her 89th birthday next week. And South African singer Margaret Singan, who was known as Lady Africa and passed away 15 years ago this month. So here are three songs that put the three of them up front and centre. Cassandra Wilson sings Billie's Blues from her tribute to Billie Holiday album called Coming Forth by Day. That's going to be followed by the late, great Lead Belly and a song he wrote about the marriage of the then Princess Elizabeth to Prince Philip. And finally, a song from Margaret Singani herself. Here's Cassandra Wilson.
Some call me honey, others think I got some money. They tell me, baby, you built for speed. Now if you put that all together, it makes me everything a good man needs. If you put it all together, it makes me everything a good man needs.
she hit a wedding day. That was one thing she had to say. The people were together around from all over town. Princess Elizabeth, she had a wedding day. That was one thing she had to say. The people were together around from all over town. Well, on the night she was looking bright, people began to look on. When she walked out in a wedding gown, they began to sing a little song. Da da dee dee, da da dee dum, da da dee dee, da da dee dum, da 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 dee dee dum, da 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 dee dee dum, da da dee dee, da da dee dum, da da dee dee, da da dee dum. Da 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 dee dee dum, da 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 dee dee dum. Don't care who she is and what she does, ain't a girl in this town that can love and pet you like your own sweet mama. So you better turn them all down. Princess, she had a wedding day. That was one thing she had to say. The people were together to drown from all over town. Princess Elizabeth, she had a wedding day. That was one thing she had to say. The people were together to drown from all over town. People were together to round from all over town. Princess Elizabeth, she had a wedding day. That was one thing she had to say. The people were together to round from all over town.
Oh,
Ubukwele from Lady Africa, Margaret Singane, who passed away 15 years ago this month. She was probably best known for her lead role in the hit musical Ipitombi and the song I Never Loved a Man the Way That I Loved You. Well, if you've missed any of the music on the programme tonight, remember that everything I've played, including the session with Julie Fowlis, is all up on the World on Three homepage for the next 30 days. And on Monday, you'll be able to download Julie's session as a podcast. Details of the music is given in full on the playlist. And while you're on the site at bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3, why not surf your way around our world music archive? I've got a great track from it in a bit. There's also an almost overwhelming selection of music to download and add as a favourite to your own playlists if you set one up on BBC Playlister. Well, talking of the music cyberhighway, it's time for our pick from this week's BBC Introducing Uploads. This is where any unsigned and undiscovered musician or fan of the next big thing can upload music for us here at Radio 3 to listen and choose for the programme or even a live session on the programme. We're looking to champion emerging roots-based talent here in the UK. So if you know someone who has what it takes, give us a chance to hear them and hopefully they'll be on this programme sooner than later. Well, tonight it's the turn of Kurilu, a London-based group who say that they are trying to break away from the Zorba the Greek and breaking plate stereotype of music that's more dynamic and defined by the here and now. We think they're onto something. This is Mantelatos. Kurilu redefining what it means to be a modern Greek, our BBC introducing choice this week. If you've got what it takes, please do go online and upload your music. I know there's so much great music out there just waiting to be heard. That High Life and Bayfal Jazz, what a combination. Senegal's Cheikhlo is a follower of the Bayfal, the mystics of West Africa. And his album is due out in June, but he's pre-released a teaser of three songs from it. On one of them, the title track, Balbalu, he makes music with trumpeter Ibrahim Malouf, hence Bayfal Jazz. But first I'm going to play something from the king of high life, Iti Mensa and the Tempos. It's from a mighty new release out on Stern's label, four CDs, a veritable book of information, pictures and stories, and of course, outstanding music. Frankly, I just didn't know how to choose a track, so I picked the one with numbers in the title, 205. Thank you.
bene ebe ya na mo se friend se nie na mo so free ai na na mo kan se nie ko go do baba wa o abamnye na ni o awon fe bene ebe ya abina se wa na Bafuana, I am a consignee, for Baba, for a thousand Nebe ya Apla se wana Okitania mapa Ae nana mo kanseye apedwa ya ponsa nana no atumpo anumbremo Awon pe benebe ya Awon so ni amapa Shipa, ship, ship, ah, look it out. I want Pepe and Ebe ya. Ah, would you have
Balbalu worul, balbalu worul, balbalu worul. Yalla dafa sak kher kher di balbalu. Yalla sak weng mutot kherwa. Yalla sak weng mui balbalu. Balbalo Yala sak sawara Museyel wen Yala sak wen Muy balbalo Idi balbalo Yala sak sawara Museyel ko Yala sak sawara Muy balbalo Yalla sakundo feiko Nok di balbalo di tau di balbalo Yalla sakangalo mudal di sewet Ngalau di balbalo ngalau di balbalo Yalla sak wahambane Wahambane di balbalu Yalla sak jige Kumba man kumandang Jigen di balbalo, di balbalo Yalla sakal kolir
di di balbalo, di balbalo. Yai la sakal koi nalau, nalau di balbalo, di balbalo. Yala saki ajo, mana ni sokla. Ajo di balbalo, di balbalo, di balbalo. Yala saki ni kuba. Nit kuba di balbalo, di balbalo. Yala saki de, yala saki de. Di balbalo, di balbalo, yalla sak yo malchia mkufa yek se balbalo jeh, yo malchia mkufa yek se balbalo jeh.
What a combination there. Shekhlo's seductive gravelly voice perfectly reflected in Ibrahim Malouf's trumpet playing. Balbalu, the title track from Shekhlo's album, due out in June. Back in October 2013, I had the privilege of visiting the rainforest in Sarawak on the Malaysian part of the island of Borneo. We started the trip in the very heart of the forest at the Rainforest Festival and then went further into the interior to spend some time with some of the local communities along the river. And we lived with them in their longhouses, sharing music and some pretty good whiskey. Well, on the way back, we had one night in Midi and we met up with these guys, the Bisaya Gong Orchestra. I thought I'd heard gamelans before, but nothing quite like this. You can hear the whole of the programme from that trip on the World Music Archive on the radio, World on 3 homepage. But right now, here's one of the tunes that the group played for us that night. It's called Gandang Parai Bayu, music that speaks to the spirits of the forest. And I have to say, it's pretty trippy. The sound of the rain there in the background. Bisaya Gong Orchestra, recorded in Borneo, the rainforest, by the World Music Team here at BBC Radio 3. And just one of many treasures you'll find in the World Music Archive on the Radio 3 website. Bridie Jackson and the Arbour is a four-piece all-woman folk group from Newcastle upon Tyne. They won the Glastonbury Emerging Talent Competition back in 2013, and their second album, New Skin, got rave reviews. There's a sparseness and energy to their music that I really like, and this song, Diminutive Man, is a perfect example of it. Angelique Kidjo, Benin songbird, singing one of my favourite tunes of hers, Gelele. It's from a new album where she teams up with Luxembourg's Philharmonic Orchestra. It's called simply Angelique Kidjo Sings with the Orchestre Philharmonique du Luxembourg. And that brings tonight's programme to an end. Next week, Marianne Kennedy will be here, joined in the studio by Colombian singer Lucia Pulido. I'll be back in 3 weeks' time on the 8th of May. The last song tonight is from a reclusive flamenco singer, Antonio Martin Yanez, a.k.a. Salao. He's had a pretty tough life, one he doesn't speak much about. But when he sings, he lays his life open to you. From his voice, you know he has suffered, but also experienced joy. So till next time, here's Salao and Malagueña con Cantes Abandolaos. Goodbye. Thank you.
it so. Tenei, tenei, sería porque sería ser castigo más fuerte pudiera alimentar, prefiero mejor la muerte. Canario se subía en la trenza de tu pelo. Un canario se subía, se paraba en tu frente, en tu boquita bebía.
You're listening to BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital. The time is 1 o'clock.
I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Welcome to another overnight musical journey, which begins today at the 2014 Proms. Among the big musical anniversaries of that year was the 80th birthday of Sir Peter Maxwell Davies, and the BBC Philharmonic and their conductor John Storgorge celebrated with a performance of his Fifth Symphony, which you can hear shortly. There's also Frank Bridges' response to the slaughter of the First World War, his oration for cello and orchestra. John Storgorge begins and ends the concert with his greatest compatriot, Sibelius. He says he tries to approach this first work as just another piece of music. But for Finns, of course, this is not just another piece of music.
Thank you. Thank you.